This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. I think I need some help. Usually, I like to give the advice, but I need some help. I haven't told you guys, but we adopted another dog. We got like 6 animals now total. This is getting ridiculous. But, you know, at first, it was, you know, rescue cats and rescue dogs. And, you know, this last time, what we decided to do was kind of try to do things right in terms of potty training, etc. I am sick of my house smelling of, you know, cats and dogs. And the cats are good. Cats are easy because they got their potty boxes. And the previous rescue dogs that we've had, like Sush, about, what, maybe 17 years ago, Sushi. Yeah, we call her Sushi, but we had to call her Mrs. Sush. You know, she thought it was inappropriate for us to just call her by her first name. She was Mrs. Sush. She for some reason must have been potty trained by the family that previously had her and abandoned her. She was found on the freeway. Somebody had found her. This is when I was pregnant with my first kid. And so we, she said, look, you know, we found this dog running around the freeway all matted and wet. It was rainy. It was in the winter. we need a good home. And I'm like, well, we're having a kid on the way, you know, thank you for cleaning her up. Yeah, absolutely, we'll take her. And we put in a doggy door, and she went out. She went out the doggy door. Then there was another rescue dog, and the rescue dog was pretty good with the doggy door, too. She must have been beaten by her previous owner such that she would cower a lot and pee in a corner. But for the most part, she made it out the doggy door. Well, you know, we have now this new dog, and we picked a dog because the problem we've been having is we've been trying to rescue another dog, and they don't do well with the 4 cats. Okay, these dogs have chase reflexes, and they go after the cats. And so what we decided to do was get a dog that wouldn't have an issue with the cats. Apollo is a lab. We have a lab. And he, before I tell you about the new dog, let me tell you about Apollo. Okay, Apollo was a lab, and he is amazing with the cats. It's just he's huge. He is bigger than a human. And so when we had a doggy door for him, humans were able to come in, break into the house. And so we decided no more doggy door. We'll just let him out. All right? And so we have a system where we let him out so he doesn't have to stay outside. And then but I hate that. I want a dog that could go potty. So we got this new dog, in addition to, don't worry, we kept Apollo, okay? All right? And it's a Bichon, some French thing, okay? Cute as can be. You know when you go to a toy store and you're walking in the mall and you see these little white toys kind of, you know, strut a little bit around the floor of the, that's what this dog looks like. All right, so I told my husband, okay, so we got to do a doggy door, but because she's small, we could do a doggy door that no human's going to try to get through. And not even, you know, send their kid there to unlock the door. Because, you know, there's crime wherever you live, right? So we got this doggy door, and he goes, well, first what we have to do is crate train. Now, you guys may know more about dogs than I do. All right, I don't like this crate training thing at all. Apparently, crate training, and forgive me if I'm, you know, obtuse when it comes to this subject, is you stick the dog in a crate, which really bothers the hell out of me, and you wait, I guess, until they have to go potty. You get them out of the crate, you take them outside to go potty, and then you let them play around, and then you put them back in the crate, and I guess the thinking behind crate training is that they won't go potty in the crate. They'll hold it until they go outside. And I guess everybody says you got to crate train. You know, and you got to be patient with it. I can't be patient with it. The dog doesn't want to be in the crate. When I take the dog outside, she goes potty. What I want to do to train the stupid dog, not the stupid dog, she's a good dog. She's a little stupid, but that's okay. What I want to do to train the dog is my husband stand on the inside of the house with the doggy door, and I stand in pee-pee alley for her, okay? Because, you know, in the back of the house, you got very small backyards in Las Vegas, really small backyards, but there's a little area where she can run around and go potty, a little gravel area. So what I want to do is stand on that side, and I want to tell my husband, okay, let her go. Oh, what did we name her? I wanted to name her Frosty, but the family chose on Uzi. So our little dog's name is Uzi. You know, Israeli weaponry is up for grabs when it comes to dog names. So I think it's okay. So her name is Uzi. Okay, don't ask. Anyway, so what I want to do is I want to stand out there, outside going, Uzi, Uzi, get your fish out of here to go pee pee. And so Corey, is my husband, is supposed to throw the dog through, well, maybe not throw, but put the dog through the dog door. I get Uzi, she goes pee-pee, poo-poo, whatever she has to do, and I go, yay, Uzi, yay. Then I let her go back. That's how I want to train the dog. Now, does anybody else train a dog like that? I mean, can you guys, you know, clue me in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Because last night, rather than her sleeping with us and the kitty cats, oh, okay, so this is why we got her. I looked up the 10 most cat-friendly dog breeds, okay? So according to iHeart Dogs, and there's tons of different sites, Golden Retriever Labs, they top the list. But then this Bichon Frise, is that what she's called? Oh, there's no way I'm going to, that's just too hoity-toity for me. But she's number two on the list. Labs are on the list. I thought I saw mini German Shepherds, Dachshund, Cavalier, King Charles Spaniels, Papillons, Malteses are very good with cats. Because that's the problem. We got Shaky Boo. Oh, he's great with her. She walks in the house, Shaky Boo goes, are you kidding me? I think cats innately know when there's a baby around. But the cats aren't even scared of the dog. So it was a really good fit. If you have cats, especially rescue cats, bringing in a Bichon was actually probably one of the safer things to do in terms of that. Because you always worry about bringing another animal into the mix. But they say pugs do well, basset hounds do well. With cats, but, you know, definitely the Golden Retrievers, Labs, and the Bichons. So she's good with the cats. I mean, she wants to play. It's just I don't like this crate thing where you got to stick her in a crate all night long, and then when you wake up, you take her out to go pee-pee. I'd rather, but the problem is I don't know how to potty train. But I really like that idea of throwing her at her butt through the doggy door and go, time to go pee-pee. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Great Britain is going to hold a public inquiry into this story that you've been hearing in the scandal where contaminated blood killed 2,400 people. This was released earlier today, where they said contaminated blood was supplied to patients in the state-run National Health Service during the 1970s and 1980s. Blood products supplied to the NHS was contaminated with viruses such as HIV or hepatitis C, and infected thousands of people with hemophilia or other bleeding disorders. Now, let's hold on a second here. Remember, this was back in the 1970s and 1980s. They didn't even know how to test for HIV or hepatitis C back then. But still, right, tragic. All right. They say Health Minister Philip Dunn said many documents were publicly available, which gave a comprehensive picture of events and decisions made at that time. Said, however, I recognize for those affected, these steps do not go far enough to provide the answers that they want to get the truth of what happened. They say, in light of these concerns and a report of new evidence and allegations of potential criminality, we think it is important to understand the extent of what is claimed and the wider issues that arise. So basically, a report by lawmakers in 2015, now again, this is in Great Britain, said the Department of Health estimated that more than 30,000 people might have been infected with hepatitis C between 1970 and 1991 when Britain imported some blood products from the U.S., but just 6,000 had been identified. They say a further 1,500 were infected with HIV between 1978 and 1985. So they say for decades, people with bleeding disorders and their families have sought the truth. Instead, they were told by the government that no mistakes were made, while it repeatedly refused to acknowledge evidence of negligence and a subsequent cover-up. They said finally they'll have a chance to see justice. According to Liz Carroll, chief executive of the Hemophilia Society. Now, I may be missing something here, okay? This is extremely tragic, and nobody wants to get contaminated blood. All right, it is. It's on the blood companies, and it's on the hospitals and the medical centers to make sure that what you get is safe. But I'm a little confused here, okay? HIV wasn't identified in laboratory form, you know, in terms of being able to test it back in 1978. Hepatitis C wasn't identified in 1991. I need to look it up, but I remember I was in medical school. I wasn't even in medical school. I was in undergrad. So I was an undergrad in the early 90s. And they didn't call it hepatitis C back then. They called it non-A, non-B hepatitis. Okay, hold on a second. Hepatitis C, I got to just look this up. Hepatitis C discovered. Let me see. So the virus was discovered in 1989, but it was called non-A, non-B hepatitis. And because the virus couldn't be identified, now we have these genotypes. So late 80s, early 90s is when they were trying, and that makes sense, because when I was in school, they still didn't wrap their heads around exactly what this was in terms of being able to test it in a laboratory. So I don't understand how, when they said people got infected with hepatitis C between 1970 and 1991, how they expected the testing procedures to be in place. You know, you currently, we test blood for a whole variety of things, including Chagas, Zika, etc. But that's because the tests have been made. If the tests haven't been made, how do they test it? Now, maybe where the liability is, and maybe where this case is going, is they didn't screen the people that donated the blood. Okay, well, somebody in the 1970s, right, that could have been at risk for hepatitis C, you know, injectable drugs wasn't done as widespread as it is now, okay? But, yeah, you know, injectable drugs were done at the time. But, you know, a big source of hepatitis C are people who got tattoos. Now, in the 70s, in the early 70s, we had a lot of people coming back from Vietnam. All right, tattoos were very big, you know, during that war and during that period of time. And not a lot of cleanliness was done. Nobody was worried about HIV. Nobody was really worried about bloodborne pathogens at the time. So somebody could argue, well, maybe what they should have done is made sure people who, you know, had a tattoo didn't donate blood. No. That's, you know, that wasn't anything they were thinking about back in 1970 or 1971. They say 1,500 people were infected with HIV between 1978 and 1985. You know, again, when did mass testing start? It didn't start in 1978. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It's a shame that 2,400 people, you know, died because they received blood products that had these had these pathogens, and it's so tragic that people had to die for us to, you know, prompt the research and you know, change how we, you know, manage blood supply. But I don't want you guys thinking that this 2,400 people, this was something because of blood products this year. This was something that happened back in the 1970s and 1980s. Now we're obviously very, very careful when it comes to blood products, but, you know, people had received blood. I had a kid. I told you about this. We had a patient. She was a child. She was tired. She wasn't feeling well. I do a blood cell count, and her white blood cell count was a little low. So as part of my basic panel, when I work up, you know, any sort of anemia or neutropenia, you know, a diminished blood count, I always add an HIV. And this girl had HIV, and mom said it must have been from a transfusion she got. So that had to have been, her transfusion must have happened in the 90s. And so, we weren't at 100%, and we weren't able to block, right? People getting blood product that could have been diseased, you know, at that 100% rate back in the 90s. And so, yeah, people were exposed. Okay. Now, so Britain's holding an inquiry. I don't know what the numbers are in America, but it's a shame. It's tragic, but I don't want you to think this is happening now. Okay. Blood is being very thoroughly tested. Now, what's though also tragic is we have a huge population that can't donate blood because of the fear of, passing, disease through blood product. Men who have had sex with men are not allowed to donate blood. Now, my big concern with that is men that have sex with women and women that have sex with men can also have HIV. So this rule, I believe it's through the FDA, okay? It's not through the blood banks, okay? This is through the FDA saying that men who have sex with men cannot donate blood, or if you ever had sex with a man and you're male, within a year, you can't donate blood. And they're doing this because it's recommended because they're concerned that if somebody has HIV, and men who have sex with men are at highest risk for HIV, you know, they're not the only people that have HIV, but they're at highest risk, men who have sex with men are to hold off donating blood in case the HIV virus hides out and escapes testing. Well, my problem with that is, you know, the average person that donates blood, you don't know if they have hepatitis C, you don't know if they have HIV, etc. And, you know, somebody could, you know, look, you know, they could claim, no, you know, I've been married, you know, 5-10 years, I have a family, no, I could donate blood, yet, you know, they've had an affair, and they've had an affair with a man that they're keeping quiet. And so, you know, blood banks have to account for that, and they have to make sure that they test all blood. Somebody could lie about a relationship. Somebody could be in a heterosexual relationship, but they could do IV drugs, and they don't want to admit to that, you know, because they screen. If you've ever done IV drugs, you're not supposed to be, if you've recently done IV drugs, you're not supposed to be donating blood, because, again, you could get a bloodborne pathogen. But how many people are going to admit that? So we have this, in the medical field, we kind of have this understanding that the average person could lie. And we assume all people have an infectious, you know, a bloodborne pathogen until proven otherwise. That's why we use something called universal precautions. That's why we always glove up. We always throw out needles. We use sharp containers to make sure nobody else could touch another person's needle. But we assume that any patient in front of us, whether they're a kid, whether they're a nun, whether they're a priest, whether they're a rabbi, whether they're a teacher, whether they're your own mother, could possibly have a bloodborne pathogen, and we use the same precautions for everybody. So, personally, if somebody wants to donate blood, and we have the means to test the blood, I want them to be able to donate blood. If somebody has HIV, no. If somebody has hepatitis C, no. Now, if somebody has Zika, no, don't donate blood. But we have huge populations of people that want to donate blood and saying, no, you can't, but we're going to take this guy's blood. How do you know he's telling the truth? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Family walk.
Just like-
let me nap a little longer?
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest-growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Francis writes, you didn't tell us any of the good stuff when you were in Europe. Were you pickpocketed? What do they think of Trump? What do they think of Theresa May? So that was very interesting. I didn't bring any of that up. No, I was not pickpocketed. Let's start with that. I wasn't. I had been told that when you go to Europe, somebody's going to try to steal your cell phone. Somebody's going to reach into your pocket. And when we were out there, we had heard that tour guides would warn people on the tour, you know, about pickpocketers. So apparently it's a big thing out there. Getting pickpocketed is a big thing. I have never been pickpocketed or mugged, knock on wood, but I have been stolen from. I've had people steal my diaper bag. And, of course, the wallet was in the diaper bag. I've had people come into the house. I've had people, steal the car and tear up the car. I've been a victim of theft. But in Europe, believe it or not, I felt very, very safe. And maybe it's because I went there, you know, feeling ready for it. Apparently, what we were told in Rome, and we didn't do a lot of tours. We only did two tours, one of the Eiffel Tower to get past the line and one of the Colosseum. And Pompeii. Yeah, we had to do a tour to Pompeii. Okay, so we did three tours. Right? And I would suggest that if you ever go to a foreign country, do a Viator tour or a really good tour company, because it really, there's some safety in it, and they kind of, you know, they teach you a little bit about, where you're at. And apparently what is very, very common in Rome is kids doing the pickpocketing and working the heist. And so a child will distract you, either by trying to sell you something or show you a sign or try to dance, etc. And another kid bangs into you. And that kid that bangs into you is who's taking your wallet or who's taking your phone or who's taking whatever. And by the time, kids are fast. Okay, a lot of us, we could catch up with another adult, but these kids, oh, hell no, they know how to run. Even my kids can now outrun me. It's scary stuff. So, we were told that, there's these pretty elaborate schemes that people do. And they use children to do it. And from what I understand, the laws aren't really too strict on kids. So it's easier to have the kids doing the pickpocketing than grown-ups doing it. And so, we were pretty lucky. You know, fanny packs you got to still be careful of, because some of them know exactly how to just hit. A lot of these fanny pack latches are pretty easy to undo. So we don't recommend that as well. I recommend having something in your sock, having something in your bra, not carrying around money, carry around a credit card. By the way, in Europe, the credit card seems to have the best exchange rate. And so, the idea that you have to run around with a bunch of cash is wrong. Now, most places take a credit card. Some of the cabs in Rome won't, and then you do need to have some euros on standby. But what we did is we rarely had more than, 50 to 100 euros. And, they're almost, the euro has gone down to the point where, I don't want to say it's a one-to-one. But the euro has gone down enough where it's not as expensive in Europe as it used to be. And so if we did need anything, there's ATMs. There's plenty of ATMs. You go to an ATM, you get the money that you need to. You want to make sure you don't go to an ATM where you could be cornered. You want to go to an ATM where, it's kind of out in the open. And, you would think, oh, well, I want to be private so nobody watches. There's always somebody watching. Okay, better to be where, your kids could kind of be on standby, mama could be there, and me, mess with me, I whoop you. But anyway, so we felt safe. That was good. Now, okay, what did they feel about Trump and Theresa May? Well, in England, now remember, okay, Europe, it's kind of like America, where the bigger metropolitan cities are more liberal. And then the more outskirts suburb would be more conservative. So when we were walking around London, and we did this little boat ride or whatever, and the tour guide of that, even though it really wasn't a tour that we took, he was making fun of Theresa May. So a lot of people in London proper, the city of proper, they did not seem to like Theresa May. She didn't seem to be that popular. One of our cab drivers didn't like her because I asked. I mean, I didn't go there just to have fun. I went there too. I'm a journalist. I want to know what people thought. And so most of the people I interviewed, they didn't, and I didn't say it was an interview. I just was talking and, kind of shooting the breeze. But many, many of the people within the metropolitan city didn't like her. However, we did meet a couple conservatives within the city, and they were concerned about immigration. When we were in Rome, same thing. One of our cab drivers, he said, we have a big immigration issue. And a lot of Italian citizens are out of jobs because the jobs are going to the immigrants who work cheaper. And so it was very interesting because some of the people we talked to in Rome appeared to be more admiring of Trump. And so, we would kind of get a feel. One general consensus that I got from the multitude of people I spoke to in Europe is they weren't Hillary Clinton fans. They did not like her. So even if they were liberal, they didn't really like Hillary Clinton. So that I found was very, very interesting. Now, it could be, all right, it could be that maybe, for example, in England, okay, if they didn't like Theresa May, they might have equated Hillary to another Theresa May. But I was really shocked that even liberal-leaning people didn't like Hillary. I think they're entertained by Trump, but I think many of them, all right, and again, this is just, I didn't interview hundreds of thousands of people, but my feeling is I think people are interested to see what he could do. You know, he's easy to make fun of. He's very easy to go, oh, yeah, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing or he's crazy building the wall. Everybody was joking about the wall. You know, that was a big thing. You mentioned Trump. It's like, oh, the wall. Everybody was kind of laughing about the wall. But I think they were very intrigued about how Donald Trump handles the immigration situation. Now, in America, our immigration situation, you know, is a multitude of ethnicities but it's, you know, the focus of immigration appears to be on Mexico. Whereas in Europe, it's refugees. It's a lot of people coming from the Middle Eastern countries, Africa, et cetera. And so, you know, from them, they have more countries that are emigrating too. And so I think America, you know, has an opportunity to become a barometer or to set an example. And so it'll be very interesting. And I think they are really, really watching to see how Trump handles the economy, because it is intriguing. Even if people aren't fans of him, you got a businessman at the head, right? You know, and we've kind of heard some promising economy news, and I'm not expecting the economy to turn around, you know, that quickly. Nothing turns around, you know, quickly as soon as a president gets into office. But, you know, I think, you know, people seem to, you know, especially in other countries, seem to, you know, see, they don't want to so much follow America's lead. They understand that America has a much different set of issues than they do. But I, like I said, I think they are very, very interested to see in our outcomes. The other thing that we found that was very interesting is many of these other, people in Europe seem to be a lot more educated on our political process than they are. You know, one of my, friends here in the States said he picked up on that when he was talking to somebody on a train, the Eurostar, going from England to France. And he said that he met somebody from Australia, and that person from Australia was explaining to his girlfriend how Congress works, the filibuster, Senate, all that. And he doesn't even live in the States. And when my friend asked him, you know, how do you know all this? He goes, well, in school, we have to study it. So in other country schools, they're learning about how our government works to a more, to a higher degree than we teach to our American students. And that's kind of interesting. 1-877-DAF-DELI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, there's a lot of good in this world and a lot of smarts. All right? I don't know if you guys heard about this, but a riptide swept away a Florida family. Beachgoers, people on the beach, decided to make a human chain to save them. This happened, I believe, Saturday night. It's peak season at Panama City Beach in Florida. And I guess, you know, the beaches are just completely swarming with people, and they have beautiful beaches there. And there was a police truck in the sand, and six members of a single family, four adults and two young boys, and four other swimmers had been swept away by a powerful deceptive riptide, we're being told by the Washington Post. And Jessica Simmons was one of the people seeing what happened. She's a strong swimmer. And other people had tried to get out there to help them, and they couldn't. And she says, these people are not drowning today. It's not happening. We're going to get them out. There was no lifeguard on duty, and law enforcement on the scene had to wait for a rescue boat. So people on the beach who had no rescue treatment, they decided to use their arms and legs. So they started shouting, form a human chain. I'm just all, oh my gosh, man, I just am so, like, I'm just getting so emotional with this because I think, wow, this is, you know, I've been a physician and, you know, having gone through the training that I have, you know, when you see life or death and you kick into gear what you need to do and you put all emotion aside and you get to work, it afterwards, it brings a whole bunch of emotions. And so, you know, seeing what happened with these people and how they tried to save this family, I believe they did, it just really starts to bring tears to my eyes. So I apologize. So Roberta Ursray was among those caught in the riptide. From 100 yards away in the Gulf of Mexico, they said she was caught between crashing waves and gulps of salt water, and she heard the shouting. She and the other eight people stranded with her had been in the water for nearly 20 minutes, fighting for their lives. She and the others had ventured into the water because her two kids, Noah and Stephen, 11 and 8 years old, had got separated from their family while chasing waves on their boogie boards. So, apparently, two people heard the boys' panicked cries, so the couple had gone into the water to try to get the boys. They swam over and held their boogie boards. But when they were trying to bring them back to shore, they couldn't break free from the current. Okay, so these are two other people that tried to save the boys. They tried to swim straight, and they tried to swim sideways, according to Tabitha Monroe, but nothing worked. After about 10 minutes, a few young men with a surfboard snagged Brittany and towed her back to the shore, just as the number of people who needed rescuing started to grow. Soon, Ursie, who heard her boys crying from the beach, was also caught in the riptide. She also was with her 27-year-old nephew, her 67-year-old mother, and her 31-year-old husband. Then there was another couple who struggled to tread water nearby. So the tide just kept knocking them back, and they were getting tired. And they were exhausted. So on the shore, a human chain began forming. First with 5 volunteers, then 15, then dozens more. This is just, oh, this is amazing. So the two people originally we talked about, Jessica and Derek Simmons, they decided to swim past the human link of 80 because they're strong swimmers, and they just headed straight for the Ursies using surf and boogie boards, you know, to aid the rescue efforts. So they basically, she's a strong swimmer, so she and her husband started with the children, and then she reached the mom, and by the time they reached the mom could barely hold her head above water. And so, she almost blacked out from what we understand. So the mom, the 67-year-old Barbara Franz, was still in the water. From what we understand, she was somebody yelled that she was having a heart attack. And the mom's eyes were starting to roll back. And so the 67-year-old woman told the rescuers to just let her go and save themselves. But instead, people got into gear and they got her out. So I guess all 10 of the stranded swimmers within an hour of this starting were back on shore. And just, good for everybody on the beach, just phenomenal thinking. Somebody after that, I think one of the victims had a panic attack. Franz, the older mom, still remains hospitalized because she did suffer a massive heart attack. She also has an aortic aneurysm in her stomach. From what we understand, she had been on a ventilator, has currently been taken off the ventilator, is in stable condition, but it looks like they all survived. Just crazy, crazy stuff. So, the beach, we really underestimate the stuff that can happen at the beach. In fact, in Florida, we just had another shark attack where somebody's, both his legs were bitten by a shark. And so, when I go to the beach, I don't, I don't really go to the beach to relax. I know that sounds bad. One is because I've already had a pre-malignant skin cancer, so I'm freaked out about the sun, and I shouldn't be. Two is, it's just, I've seen what water could do. I'm seen drownings, in my training, and it freaks me out. So I watch the kids, and my kids, I mean, they like to go as far out as they can, and they like to, boogie board, and, one of them likes to surf, and they like to scuba dive and things like that. Especially, my kids, you're taught when you scuba dive to not freak out about the sharks. The sharks are fine. They're not going to bother you. And that's interesting. They don't. Okay? I'm not afraid of a shark when I'm scuba diving and I'm underwater. I don't. When you're on the surface, that's when you're more of a target. Apparently sharks like to, go after swimmers and snorkelers and surfers. Maybe because of the splashing, but when you're, down below the water, they just don't seem to bother you. So my kids, and it freaks me out because my husband is a dive master. So he's like, we don't worry about the sharks. And I'm like, I know I'm not afraid, but I really don't want my babies down there with the shark. But anyway, my son, his dream is to see a whale shark. I'm like, oh, hell to the no. Yeah, he wants to go to Mexico so he can go scuba diving, the older one, and see a whale shark. I'm like, look, you seek your mom every day when she wakes up, okay? If that's not whale enough for you, I don't know what is. But I would strongly suggest that all of us learn some sort of basic life support. All of us learn first aid. All of us learn water rescue, right? These are, you just never know when the poop hits the fan. And this is something where, some kids are playing, so some people go out, they go, well, I'm going to help the kids. And these adults think, and understandably so, and good for them, they're heroes, but these adults think that, you want to know what? The kids are weaker, and so I'm not going to, have the same problem they did. But they did. So adults got caught in the same riptide. They have the same, and no matter how they try to swim, and these riptides can go for feet, and you try to swim out of it, and you can't. And, these riptides just keep bringing you further back to the ocean, And there aren't lifeguards on the beach. And so whenever you do go to the water, we talk about drownings, unfortunately, on this show, and it's always a sad subject. But, we always say, make sure you are going with somebody. Make sure you, have some sort of a procedure or process in place. Don't expect that there's going to be some lifeguard on every beach. Now, I remember growing up in California. We go to Zuma Beach. There were always lifeguards. You don't see that anymore. You don't see lifeguards on public beaches. I don't know when the last time I saw a lifeguard was. I don't know if it's a funding issue. I don't know if it's maybe it's just because I haven't gone back to Zuma Beach and I go to other beaches. I don't know what it is. But I don't see lifeguards on the beach anymore. Which means you have to hope that you and other people on the sand are watching. Well, people don't. They close their eyes. They can't. Nobody's looking. Which means if you have kids or if you go swimming, you want the brightest colored shirt. And I know they're like, oh, don't wear bright colors because of sharks. Listen, okay, you need to be found in the water. And like me, my bathing suit is black, right, because it's slimming. Well, that's probably not the smartest thing to do, okay? You should have something like bright pink or bright orange. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.